Now, the man who comes to get naughty children, you know, nasty little children, do you ever use anything like that?
No.
Okay. Yeah. You never say anything like, old Nick will come and get you, or the devil will come and get
you? No.
Okay. If a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, how would you greet that friend?
Well, I'd greet him and tell him to come in.
No, if it was Christmas morning, you know, I know you'd tell him to come in, but would you have any special greeting for him if it were Christmas morning?
Well, yes, I'd tell him I'm glad to see him. Hope to Merry Christmas.
All right, that's fine. If you have a very heavy suitcase, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to, what, this very far?
Tote this thing.
All right. What do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in water? And it can draw its four legs and head and tail completely inside its shell.
Turtle.
All right. What do you call a similar animal that lives on land?
Gopher.
All right. And what do you call the insides of a hog that you can eat?
Chitlins.
All right. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
All right. What do you call the upper part of a man's body? What about here?
Chest.
All right. What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake? You might say the man went fishing in a...
boat.
All right. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Slip.
All right. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty of beads.
What do you mean by that?
Well, if a woman's wearing beads, for instance, and you see them, you might say about them, that's certainly a pretty, what, of beads?
String of beads.
All right. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really, what, the other one?
Beat him up.
All right. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down?
The calf of the leg.
Something like this.
Is that the calf of your leg?
All right. What are some words that mean a stingy person? A person who never turns loose a penny.
He's tight.
All right. Do you use any other words to describe?
Lopsided, stingy, and tight.
All right. All right. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes that are in bad taste. You'd say he really looks what?
Awful.
All right. Do you use any other terms?
No, well, that's about the expression around, you know, folks always, don't he look awful?
All right. Would there be a different word if this were a woman instead of a man you were referring to?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. What do you call it when a person is wearing his best clothes? You'd say he's really...
out in the sunny duds.
All right. What word would you use to refer to an old person that is very lively and gets around very well? You might say he's certainly, what for his age?
Spry.
Okay. You'd say that a lazy, unambitious person is very, what?
Yeah, well.
A person who doesn't work, doesn't want to do anything, just loafs around all the time. You'd say he's very...
lazy.
All right. And what do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker, we call him.
Okay. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
All right. What do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around the sides of it? You might say he went...
straight through.
Right.